Coming to you live from Central Texas, it's Let's Talk with your host, Eric Jackson. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the great conversation. And now, here's the host of Let's Talk, Eric Jackson. Welcome to Let's Talk on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Eric Jackson, and today we have another great show planned for you. Now, if you want to join in the conversation today, there's no problem. Just join me at area code 347-838-8622. Email me at ericletstalk@gmail.com, or you can follow me on Twitter at DrivenForLife62. That's right. And, of course, you can always join me in the chat room. Just sign into your whatever social media site you use, Facebook, MySpace, whatever it is. Just join in and join us in the chat room. Hey, and we'll have a great conversation with you as well. But when you join the show, hey, just make sure, hey, you're more than welcome to participate, because the more the better. Now, with all that being said, hey, y'all, we got a great show for you today. Let me stop now. We're ready to get some things started here. And today, topic of today's show is, where are the men? And now, I know when I say where are the men, that kind of leaves a very generalized statement. So I'm going to put a little specificity to it in the African-American community, okay? In the African-American community. All right? So now, you got a little something to think on while I go through my early morning spiel. Right? Right. Now, before we get started on our topic, there are a couple of things I do want to talk about. Okay? And one of them is yesterday. If you was listening yesterday, I mentioned Westgate CEO David Siegel's email to his employees about the possibility of them losing their jobs if President Obama is elected. Well, apparently, that little thing has started a trend, because there is another billionaire CEO, Arthur Allen of ASG. Now, it's a Florida-based software solution firm. All right. And he's also told his employees in an email that there would be repercussions if Obama won a second term, telling employees there would be layoffs, cutbacks, and fewer benefits. Now, that's what the man said. Now, that's what he said, right? Now, and it's just amazing that, you know, this kind of things can go on. The subject of the email was, will the presidential election directly influence your future jobs at ASG, transferring the role of president from politician to someone with business experience? Let me mention that ASG is an independent company and feels if President Obama is reelected, chances of staying independent are slim to none. Now, I'm not even making this up now. Hey, and then, you know, further on it goes, I do not want to hear any complaints regarding the fallout that will mostly come. Remember, in the world of business, companies are consolidators, or they are consolidated. So far, ASG has been a consolidator, completing over 60 acquisitions in our 26-year history. When we buy a company, we eliminate about 60% of the salaries of the employees of that company. Now, this is another billionaire of another big company. And what is he saying? Hey, if you vote for him, you may lose your job. If you vote for President Obama, you may lose your job. Now, you know, I went through this yesterday with Siegel from Westgate. And You know, strange enough, both of these companies are where? In the state of Florida. And what does the state of Florida have? A Republican governor. I'm just saying, okay? I'm just saying. So, you know, and I said, you know, what can happen is maybe they can sue them, but really, there's nothing the employees can actually do. Because it's like a little gray area that the employee, that the companies are doing this on. So, hey, y'all need to watch out for what's going on. This is just little things like that. And maybe they have a point. Maybe their companies will lose money. You know, or, you know, basically, what? Because of the tax cuts or what have you? I don't know. I think it's wrong myself. Hey, welcome to y'all in the chat room. Thank you for joining me today. You know, and right now I'm talking about another CEO who has sent out an email to his employees stating that the re-election of President Obama could cause the loss of jobs. I just put the link in the chat room if you want to check it out for yourself. But it's just amazing. You know, now that's two companies in the state of Florida. You know, I don't know whether this has started a trend or everybody else is, they just following suit. But that's what's going on. Now, and then you have the billionaire Koch brothers who's sending pro-Romney mailing pro-Romney stuff to their 45,000 employees. Okay, so you see what we're up against, right? I mean, they're mailing their political thoughts to their employees. And once again, that is not illegal for a company to do this. I have to say that. You know, because it falls under the freedom of speech. It falls under freedom of speech. So, hey, if you work for one of these companies and that's what you get, well, I don't know. You have to make your decision. You know, what's more important, your political beliefs or your job? Hey, that's all I can say about that, right? Now, with that being said, I just don't forget, y'all, we had the debate. It's going to be in like a town hall format tonight. So, hey, if you want to watch, we should have some fun with that one tomorrow. I'm sure we will. Hey, remember some of the questions that they asked, too, because you'd probably be laughing about it. That's all I can say. But y'all know what? We got to take a short break right here because I do have to pay some bills. And I'll be back with y'all shortly. Don't go nowhere. Hey, Colleen Fort Hood, are you looking for some down-home smoked barbecue? Meat so tender it falls off the bone? If so, I have the perfect place for you. Tastes Like More Barbecue and Snack Bar, located at 1015 Adams Avenue, just 2 minutes from the Fort Hood East Gate. They're open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. The menu includes barbecue ribs, chicken, mouth-watering brisket, macaroni and cheese, potato salad, coleslaw, baked beans, collard greens, rice and beans. They also have red tea. They also have Kool-Aid. Yes, y'all, Kool-Aid, the red Kool-Aid. You hear me? Oh, yeah, and all the food is prepared daily. That's what I'm talking about. You have trouble getting off of work and going to sit down and eat, no problem. They take call-in orders. Just give them a call, 254-213-9660. Tastes Like More Barbecue and Snack Bar. Woo! Barbecue so good, makes you want to come back for more. Check them out.
My name is Cassandra Brown from Jacksonville, Florida, and I'm speaking to all the ladies today. Ladies, we need to do something about our men. We are losing them in record numbers, and we're losing them not to another woman, of course, to another guy, but we're losing them to death, and that's because they're not taking care of themselves. mature, all men think that, you know, they're macho men and, you know, nothing's going to happen to them and they'll be living forever. But the truth of the matter is, without early detection, prostate cancer can kill. And it has killed in record numbers. I know people go by statistics. I don't have statistics that I can give you, but I just know that if you look around at all the guys that we have lost because of this terrible disease, you'll understand. So, the next time he stubs his toe, sneezes, or sniffles, tell him to go to the doctor. Get him to go to the doctor. And while you're there, tell him to go ahead and get that prostate check. Because, hey, we need our men. Thank you.
Hey, if you're in the Fort Hood area, make sure you stop by and give Chiz a visit. Hey, the barbecue is off the chain. I see you up there, Bianchi. What's going on, bruh? Hey, I'm going to get you in a few minutes. Let's see. But, yeah, and for those out there, hey, if you ain't got that prostate cancer check or, you know, them little checks you need to have done, hey, y'all need to go and have that done. Because it's better to catch it early than late. Trust me, I do know. All right, now, are y'all ready? Are we ready? I think we're ready for today's topic, and that is, where are the men? That's right, where are the men in the African-American community? We about to get it started up in here. So let me see what Mr. Pianki have on the phone has for me. Whoa. Hey, Pianki, you on the air. What's going on, man?
Hey, Eric, what's going on, man?
Nothing. Glad to be back on the air, bro. What's happening with you?
Oh, I'm all right. I just got through debating with some black man on a Blog Talk Radio show going off on Iran and Ahmadinejad. I tell you the truth, nothing is, you know, there's nothing is more dangerous than an ill-informed person.
Well, that is a true statement. That is very true.
Down in Islam, you know, the thing that, you know, when slaves came from West Africa, they were, their following, their faith was two things. One was tradition, the other was Mohammedanism. And one just is merely look at roots and see what Kuta Kinte was calling upon. He was calling upon Allah. He wasn't calling upon no Jesus like a fiddler who had been born in slavery. There was no Stanley and Livingston in West Africa during the time when they started bringing captives over here. Stanley and Livingston didn't come in until the 1800s. There was no missionaries working their way down into the hinterland. There was no such thing as quinine to fight malaria. Whites could not survive malaria going into the interior portions of Africa, nor could they survive the heat from the cancer. And
wow.
Here's the point. If that's the case, who brought it to him anyway?
And now that is the question, right?
And then you're going to mention, too, you know, he's going to relate to what's going on today to what was going on back during that time. I mean, if you read the story of Islam, a black man, Bilal, is a third of the faith. He created the call to prayer, the Azan. And Muhammad said many times when he had to escape his area, he went into Ethiopia where he said that the men are just.
All right. See, now you done started already, Bianchi. See, I ain't even got started with my topic. There you go.
Well, you know, I just wanted to get that out there because you got these fools that pick up a book. It's nothing worse than somebody who, I mean, I'd rather have somebody who can't read.
Oh, that way you can they more receptive to the truth, huh?
Yeah, they're gonna call other people's faith pagan. Can you imagine a black person who was brought here in slavery, found Christianity in slavery, and so on and so on and so on, then they're gonna call somebody else's stuff for pagan? Men did create gods. It was many gods. The Assyrians had a god, Asur, the Egyptians had Amun for over 10,000 years. The Hebrews later on created this Yah, who, if it wasn't for the Cushites to defeat the Assyrians, then what we know today is Judaism, Christianity, and Islam never would have been.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can read the documentations and the meetings of the Ecumenical Council meeting, seeing where what we have today was created by the Holy Roman Catholic Church, starting off with Constantine. Go back and look at the Serapis that was created by the Ptolemies because they wanted to be a god too. Alexander wanted to be a god.
Wow.
But anyway, how you been doing, man?
Hey, I've been doing. Been had some up and downs, but I've been doing, man. I'm still here.
Had some treacherous pitches up there on the topic, and you know, I think they go very well. Where are the men?
Yeah.
I should have put on there in the black community.
Well, you missed the opening because I said I'm gonna bring it a little closer home, and I did say in the African American community. So yeah.
But you know, you got men out there in their sixties, sagging.
Man, you know what? What you been reading my transcripts or what?
No, I stand in line and see him pull out that red, white, and blue card, that Social Security card.
But man, and I'm gonna tell you the kind of examples we setting, and this is just one in West Park, Florida. There's a little league football coach that ran out and punched an official in the face.
Mm.
You know, because the kids out there playing football, and he didn't agree with a penalty that the referee called. So he gonna run all the way on the field and hit the official. What kind of see? Where are the men at?
Well, you know, I can't really down that, because going back in the day, Barry Bryant with Alabama tripped up a black player that was running down line to score a touchdown after he got through his Alabama line.
So basically what you're saying, even though we haven't changed that yet, huh?
Yeah, and what's the other guy's name for the North Carolina through the chair out on the court, Bobby Knight?
Oh, okay. Snap Yankee.
Yeah.
We ain't talking about them. We talking about our community. And yes, this was a black guy during a black youth football game.
Mm.
Come on, man.
But you know, this picture you showing with this person with their butt pointing toward the camera, I guess, and their pants down. Is this a female?
Yeah, that's a female.
Well, she got on a lot of clothes compared to one I seen not too long ago.
You know, PNG. I mean, but you understand what I'm saying? Where are the men? You know, okay, y'all. All right, look, before y'all get started, all right, we know some specialists say, you know, y'all going to blame poverty and the lack of opportunity. We know that. Okay, so we're going to move that out the way. Okay, yes, we do know there are 81,302 black males in prison, 37.2% of the black male race. Okay, we know that too. We're kicking that out. Now that we have the easy things out the way, let's really get into talking about where are our black men, besides those easy points to say.
I just want to say one more thing. This one girl you got here, and you talking about poverty. Ain't nowhere in the world this woman had missed the meal, man.
You know what, Pianki? Pianki, let's get on top. Let's get on subject now.
All right.
It's early. Let's get on subject. Now, being the educated man that you are and that we are, you know, and y'all, the people in the chat room, hey, let's get it going. Let's talk about this subject because it is something important. So what are we looking at, Pianki? Why do we have a shortage of African males in our neighborhoods, community, households?
Well, it stems from a whole lot of reasons. I mean, you can start from the beginning or you can start from present and walk back, which a lot of people like to do. You talk about who's raising. I mean, there's no family, no marriage. And then when you go past the no family and no marriage, then you get to the fact that leaders don't want to really handle or address, and that's the economy, that black folks themselves need to be controlling. We tend to want to seek out entitlements, which, you know, they should be there when people are in need. But mm-hmm. some of these entitlements have become a lifelong intergenerational procession. And the dire effects of it is what you begin to see today.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, so when you have, when you don't have no family,
mm-hmm.
and then when you don't have no economy, then when you got leaders that's constantly arguing for social programs like minimum wage, you have an atmosphere now where it's anti-rich. You have an atmosphere now where a policy atmosphere that's anti-rich. I mean, as if black folks not supposed to become rich. And you see a lot of these ramifications that's springing forth from these type of attitudes. I mean, even going back to busing, which was dumb.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wow. Okay. Uh-oh. I see somebody in here listening. I know who it is. Okay. So let me. So there's a professor, Evelyn Higginbotham, and she's a Harvard professor of history of African and African-American studies. And basically she says that every individual in the black community needs to assume responsibility for behavior, self-regulation, and self-improvement along with moral, educational, and economic lines. So it, that's saying even if there's a single-parent family, we still needs to take responsibility in raising these young men and get them off the corner with their pants hanging down to the side, down to their knees?
Well, I think that may be kind of callous of her to say that the way she said it, because it'd be like me telling you, Eric, the pilot has passed out, sit in the pilot seat and land the plane.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So you can't expect something out of someone who has never been educated nor trained to perform. Mm-hmm.
Oh.
And the ones that should be doing it is those black so-called made it and who have moved on. It was pertinent upon them to create the businesses that they need to exploit the markets based on the these tremendous black populations that you have.
Mm-hmm. Wow. So, okay. But we still haven't got to the point that where's the men at? What's causing the men?
Well, there ain't no men.
There aren't any men.
There aren't any men. Mm-hmm. Even you got some males, but
mm-hmm.
become a true man is a process. It's not just that you wake up one day after your 21st birthday and all of a sudden you a man.
Mm-hmm.
They're all, and did you say where are the males? I think you just said men. You got males. Oh, you said men. Yeah, so,
I said men.
Right.
Yeah, I said men.
Yeah, that's a good question. And it's the answer is there. There's just not no men because there's a process to create a man.
Uh-oh. There you go.
And,
go ahead. You're
going
well.
Males
with you,
are not going through that process. They don't have anyone to take them through that process.
Mm. So basically what you're saying, when we get to talking about a man, it starts at the in the family, at the beginning of the family, right?
It starts within the family proper, yes. It's not just one household. It could consist of several households.
Several households.
Yeah.
Right. See, now you're getting where I want you to go. Go ahead, Bianchi. I'm going to let you go on and talk a little bit more on this. Go ahead.
And see, another point. Boys, baby, from tradition, and people like to say, well, we African. Well, those babies, those baby boys are put with the grandfather. They're not put with the father.
Hmm.
Because the father is just coming out of boyhood himself. He don't know nothing about raising a no boy. Tremendously. Mm-hmm. So he's supposed to watch the grandfather. The grandfather supervised.
Mm. So basically, when the child is born, they put him with a mature male man figure.
The grandfather. The grandfather is the larger volume of knowledge.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. The father is nothing more than a few pages of notes.
Mm-hmm.
But the grandfather typically was the larger volume. And
right.
It's from the grandfather that the new male child learns from until he gets to adolescence. Then he's turned over to his father.
Hmm. Okay. So, see, I like that. So basically, he sat there with a He said he's there with a positive role model from the beginning to actually teach him, to give him the knowledge of how to be a man, correct?
All the aspects of being a man, yes. Oh, and it's okay. The mother who says, yes, he is a man, because they are the ones who would know.
Oh, wow. Okay, hold on. Let me let this call in, okay? Hey. Hey, good afternoon. You're on Let's Talk. What's on your mind?
Hey, what's happening, Bianchi and Eric?
Hey, hey, Mr. Solution. Rich, how you doing?
Oh, I'm fine. But, Bianchi, I'm going to tell you, you really pissed me off.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, you pissed me off to the hilt. I'm a literal fireball. But look, Bianchi, I think, and I respect a lot of what you say, but I think on this you're totally wet in a number of important areas. You make the assumption that just because a human form with a vagina, female, has all the inherent abilities and capabilities that a woman should have, and you're wrong about that. Also, you reveal your deep misunderstanding of the selections that women make, the choices that women make. You also do not include and incorporate the power that the system gives women, legal power, to veto and repeal anything that a man does. And more importantly, women don't want good men. A number of men have weighed in on this just based upon observation and analysis. Women don't choose good men. And the reason they don't choose them is because they have no stake, given their equality. They have no stake in the relationship process. So I think you are dead wrong on your positions. You're absolutely wrong. And Stan, charged you the other day. He said to you, why don't you give the same standards to women that you do to men? And you balked and heed and hawed, and you didn't really deal with that issue. But that is the issue that you need to understand. Women, look, there are female prisons. Do you know that there are women in those prisons that will cut your damn throat and will do anything to you that men would do? See, this is your error, is in giving women all the favoritism and none of the accountability and responsibility while looking at men. Most of the problems with men, actually, if you trace this back, if you did a little bit of a background check, it comes from their mothers. If you got a stupid, low-down, no-good guy, generally that's who his mother is. His mother raised him.
Well,
so for you to say the things you say and totally exclude any responsibility vis-a-vis the woman when she actually has more power than the man is patently and blatantly irresponsible.
Yeah. Well, here's the point, Mr. Solution. I stick by what I say and will defend it. See, the question wasn't about women. It was about men.
Yeah, but
and
you can't talk about men without talking about women.
But I did.
You can't even have that conversation. Sure, we can talk about men, but we can also talk about the men. I was listening to a show last night. Yeah. You know Smitty. You know Don Calypso, very quality man. You know Stan. Stan has been through a learning phase, but Stan is very sharp, a good man.
Yeah.
And all of those men
last night
were bemoaning the fact that there are no good women. And I can tell you that damn straight between the eyes. There are virtually no quality women, not even worth dating.
Well, let me finish what I was saying. Now, if the question was about women, I'm going to let you come in and talk about that because you do it very well, don't you?
Well, I present it accurately, but look, he said, where are the men? The men are there, but the women don't choose them. Most women are assholes.
Well, I disagree. I don't think the men are there because I'd be around a whole lot of them. And if I was to count the numbers that I would consider being a son-in-law, I would have to think very, 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 very hard.
But Bianchi, how many of those women are deserving of good men? Just because you see a woman, you don't know if she's a lesbian, if she's commitment-phobic, if she you know, is not interested in a man.
You must have came in kind of late, because he's got a picture that's a slideshow here which shows one woman. And I question the intelligence of this person that's standing there with their pants and their butthole cracks showing everything else. And I told him, I said, well, she's dressed. She's got more clothes on than the one I seen the other day.
Absolutely. Now, I agree that these are disgusting pictures. These are disgusting pictures. But we need to have a more real conversation, and I have no problem putting accountability on both the man and the woman. But usually, no accountability is put on the man, that is, on the woman, and the women are often responsible for the men. So that's the problem. And the other problem is women tend not to choose quality men. I can pull up right now on my computer, I can pull up these women who went to Harvard and other elite schools who still hung, some of them are in prison, who hung out with thugs. They chose not to deal with quality men. And in fact, you've heard the statement, nice guys finish last. You should analyze that. That means the women don't choose the quality guys.
Well,
so
the other thing is a lot of people
will say, well, you put all the responsibility on the woman. Hell no, I don't. The fact is most people put no responsibility on the woman. And when you attempt to put any responsibility on the woman, can you still hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Yeah, when you put any responsibility on the woman, these pussified men and worthless women will come out, in arms.
Yeah.
But there's no responsibility put on the woman. She has no accountability.
I put the responsibility on black society, because I constantly mention about the fact that a woman can't raise boys into men, and I constantly mention the fact, too, that the circle has been broken and the gap is expanding more and more as time goes by. And that is a fact. If you got that gap, that system that was in place for many, many generations, I mean, we didn't used to have food stamps. This is something that's a phenomenon of the last 30 or 40 years. You had a system that was in place where you had men and women marrying. You were producing children. You had a man as the head of the household and the woman taking care of the household. That has been broken.
Eric, both of you guys, I'm going to give you some information right here. Look up Brittany Smith, Shaniqua Campbell, Taisha Sargent, and Africa Owens. Now, these were women, black women, who attended elite schools, Harvard and other Ivy League schools. Brittany is in prison right now for her complicity in a murder at Harvard, okay? And Taisha Sargent was shot in the head as a result of her being with a ne'er-do-well guy. She chose that guy. She was a banker, a brilliant woman. And three men scaled, fire escape, whatever, and shot her in the head, killed her instantly. But her position is she didn't like the banker types. They were too boring. So the point is you've got to look at the behavior of the women, because a man can be perfect. He can be everything that a man should be. If women don't like him, hell, he can't hit her over the head and drag her to the cave. So we've got to look at the power of women. Women do the selecting. Now, I try to, give some guidance on how to equalize it and say that women should have the initiation rights of initiating stranger contact so they can get to know what it's like to socialize with men and have a conversation. But if you look at most women, and this has been repeated time and time again, most women, American women, do not make good girlfriends or good wives. Now, that's across the board. Now, with certain ethnic groups of women, it's even worse. And you know this. You could not know this, being the intelligent man that you are. So when you talk about where the men are, let's talk about that. And I tell people all the time, introduce quality people. If you know a quality man, introduce him to a woman. And then monitor what happens. You don't have to be nosy, but just kind of, you know, stay in touch and see what happens. But 9 times out of 10, women do not like nice guys. They don't like quality guys. So, Eric, you tell me if I'm off base on this.
No, you're not. No, you're not. We've had a show on this already.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead.
No, I mean, I agree with what you're saying. You know, it's funny because I've actually gone through a couple of things that you talked about, so it's crazy.
Here's this article, Smart Black Girls. It says dumb thugs, drugs, guns, and murder. Okay? You can look that article up, April 25th, 2011. And this is where it talks about ex-Harvard student Brittany Smith sentenced to 3 years in prison.
Yeah, 2009. She killed the guy in 2009.
As far as I'm concerned, see, y'all have an experience with women that I have never had.
But we're giving you the experience now, Pianki. We're explaining it to you.
You can explain it better than I can because I have never had no bad experiences with no women. So when the question comes up, where is the women, then y'all need to come in and contribute based on your experience, however it was derived, and contribute to the program.
All right, fair enough. And a lot of the guys, and I have to call the guys out on this, and these are the good guys. A lot of the good guys are pussies when it comes to holding women responsible, too. Like, I'll talk to T. Smitty. T. Smitty will go halfway with me. He'll say, well, all the woman has to do is just smile, and I'll do the rest. And I say, no, that's not enough, because women have equal rights. Women need to be able to initiate conversation. What they've done is they've tied this so-called archaic male behavior to modern-day 21st-century male dating practices, and at the same time, they've given women equal power. Well, when you give women all that power, women don't have to respond to what's decent about a man, and they generally don't. And all you guys have to do to prove this, you don't have to take my word for it because I'm a man of proof.
Well, you know, here's the point. The last wedding I went to with a young lady, I guess she was probably about 26 years old, had just graduated from Washington U with a PhD in medical. She had a degree and master's degree from Harvard in something to do with, you know, how medicine is applied to people in the cities and so forth. But she married a South African, and she was a virgin. I mean, at that point in her life. So that, to me, what I've seen is a professional woman that got along very well with this. Of course, it wasn't just some first meet and fall in love. It was a process with them because I know their family very well, his family. Matter of fact, his family came over here to meet her family to know who it was that their son is marrying. So y'all have experienced some things with women that I just haven't experienced.
All right, right, but you can experience it vicariously, and you can also, I can appreciate your admission that you're unconscious, you're unaware of the way women are, American women particularly. I'm looking here now dealing with Brittany Smith. It says here her shady boyfriend, Jabria Kopny, decided to take advantage of her Harvard pedigree by robbing Ivy League drug dealers with a gun and eventually killing one. But the point of it is she like this kind of guy? Women, American women, tend not to like good men. They call them boring. You got this one jerk who calls herself a black feminist, which is really an oxymoron. She talks about women liking the guys who get the coochie wet. Now, see, she can say a debased thing such as that, and no one calls her ass on the carpet. So that just means women lead with their libido, okay? Because she's saying if you don't get a woman's coochie wet, And the point of it is, if women don't know how to communicate with men, and most women do not, then how can a quality man ever demonstrate and display who he is? Answer, he can't. And so the point is, if you look at women's behavior, you can understand why they're not with a man. Tyreek talks about this. What's his name? Alan Roger Curry. Joe talks about this, and all those guys put women that are of good girlfriend and good wife material between 5 and 10% of the available adult women. Only 5 to 10% of available of adult single women are good dating and potentially good wife material. Most of these women, now they may be good for other things, working at the job and so on and so forth, but they're not good for relationships. And they prove it by not even talking to quality men. So men,
well, you know,
men who really want to – now, we can change that. And the way you change it is by telling the truth. Because when Joe talks about 99% of women don't make good girlfriend and good wife material – now, I usually peg it between 80 and 90%. Okay, so the thing of it is that I believe about 40% of women are on the fence. But when they don't hear clear information about what they need to do to qualify as a quality woman, then, of course, they stay unavailable also. So I'm saying at minimum, women who say they want men need to start socializing with men, need to start talking with men. Hi, how are you? Let's go to the park. Let's get to know each other's personality. Don't be sniffing my ass and chasing me, wasting time, my time and your time, because it's just showing that I'm a little girl in an adult female body. But actually, let's have a conversation. And if we don't strike it off, if we don't find compatibility, so be it. But we at least gave it a shot. What about that?
Well, here's the point with me. Let me tell you something. See, you got me at a disadvantage. I married my 10-year-old sweetheart and was with her almost 45 years. So I didn't have these experiences.
Right.
I didn't have these experiences running around the street getting hooked up with a whole bunch of women.
Okay.
Because I was faithful to the one that I was married to. Until
right,
she died.
Right, and that's good. But what I'm saying to you, oftentimes when you talk, oftentimes, and I acknowledge all that you've said, sometimes you talk about the woman who can't raise the children by herself, and usually I talk about voluntary single mothers. They don't raise good boys or girls, okay? It's a crapshoot, and usually they crap out. And the girls are dysfunctional, too. Just because a woman goes to school and get a degree doesn't mean she's a functional human being, and many are not.
Well, the men are dysfunctional, too, because if you look at your community.
But we can talk about the dysfunctionality of men, but there are a lot of functional men, and I guarantee you the men that are functional are more functional than the women.
Okay.
Wait a minute. Let me just finish the statement. You have more functional black men than you do black women on a number of levels. Now, we don't talk about that because most of us have bought into the okey-doke and the lie that women are all of this. Women are subsidized by the government, okay, in jobs, in reproductive rights, in avoiding the military responsibility. Women are subsidized. If you took away those fucking subsidies of women, then you would see the reality. Just like I told you about the case with the FBI, women having to do less strenuous, fewer push-ups, and then they kick men out. But luckily a man has filed a federal lawsuit to question that. So in order to make women look good, better than they are, the government subsidizes women. So that's the point. And then you still have these women who want men to buy them drinks and really to be treated like a prostitute and to require an admission fee before there can even be conversation between them and a man. So women have a whole lot of dysfunctions that are never brought to the surface, and they impact upon men, and their potential relationships with men. And guys have got to stop being pussies and go ahead and tell the truth so that the few women who will, polarize around the truth will have the opportunity to do so. Does that make sense?
Well, anytime I ever took a woman out for a luncheon, a business luncheon, I always bought. Of course, it wasn't me, it was the company buying, but that's just the way I was taught.
Yeah, okay. But let me say this. A man buying a woman dinner should not be a qualifier for him to have a conversation with her. That's a misnomer, okay? That is a non sequitur. If a woman wants a man, she doesn't just want to be prostituted. She wants to have a conversation. Now, I'm prioritizing dating, and I take women to the park. I don't even deal with taking them. I'm not there to feed them. In fact, if a woman can't feed herself, there's a problem. I want to get to know her personality, and I want her to get to know mine. If she's not interested in doing that, so be it. Then I'm not interested in dealing with that kind of a person. And it's good to find out what kind of a woman is early on so that you can kick her to the curb if necessary.
Right,
but buying a woman a meal should not be a qualifier for getting to know her. Buying her anything should not be a qualifier for getting to know her, because women have turned this into a fucking scam. And if you look at, and I'm encouraging you to do this, I'm giving you background information here. Go to the woman that tricked men out of dinner. She was on Match.com, New York. She's in New York. She had a spreadsheet of men that she was getting her dinner paid for every night. She didn't like any of these men. She didn't want those men. She was just using them because she was a meal and drink hoe. And you've got to realize that women are human too. And when women can take advantage of men, a lot of women will. A lot of women are not only getting their dinner paid for, but they get a takeout.
Hold on. We got another caller been waiting to get in on this conversation. So let me go on and bring Jay in.
Hey, Eric.
Hey, Jay. All right,
who was the gentleman doing the last preaching for the last 20 minutes?
Oh, that's Mr. Solution.
Mr. Solution. This is called a discussion, right? Which means there's two sides to a story. I haven't heard poor Pancake get a chance to say anything, and I know him, and he can say a mouthful when he wants to. But let's get to the subject. First of all, the title of the show says, "Where Are the Men?" So my question is, it has revolved from "Where Are the Men?" to attacking the women.
But if the men are available,
no, 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 wait a minute,
and sir,
it's
women
my turn
are...
to talk. Hold it, Mr. Solutions. It's
you
my
asked
turn
a question,
to talk.
So let me know when
you want
to respond.
You've been holding up the mic for 20 minutes. Let me say something. All I've heard you do for 20 minutes since I got on the show is batter women. Okay, first of all, now let me say this. To every woman that serves in uniform, and I've been around the military for 32 years, I watched women be integrated into the Army. There are some great female soldiers out there with their life on the line, so don't knock them on this phone call. That is highly disrespectful and incorrect for what those women have done and have accomplished in the military. I work with them 30-some years. You don't know them like that, okay? I do. That's number one. Second of all right, when you talk about the question was, where are the men? And that is a real question and something that needs to be talked about, because all you've been doing is knocking the women, find out what's wrong with the women. What about the young men are out there? Okay, women are at a disadvantage because, first of all, there's more women than men, so men have a more of a selection, okay, than women do in trying to find men. So why don't you speak on the topic, which is
okay.
Where are the men? They're
okay,
in jail.
Because you came
they're strung out
late.
On drugs. They're alcoholics.
Obviously you didn't hear.
They're jobless.
The women
they're homeless.
Don't select the men, then it's the women who are the fault that the men are absent. You can't force
no,
a woman
not
to
absent?
Accept a quality man. Do you understand that?
Yeah, I do understand. I'm asking you, do you understand it? All you've been doing is beating up women.
Hey, you keep
don't you understand
the
that women
same
are outnumbered?
I'm, giving...
I'm sorry, that men are outnumbered? Women at a disadvantage in trying to find the men? That's why
hey,
the question of the show
true,
is where are the men?
When you're dealing with raw numbers, just because you have more women than men, all right, does not mean that those women either want a man or that they are quality for a relationship. You're just
they're
going by raw numbers, not by quality. And also, do you acknowledge that women do not have an obligation to register for the Selective Service? Are you cognizant of that fact?
There are enough of them that are volunteering. They don't have to register for the
Selective
Service.
There's
no draft
you.
In place right now.
All right. See,
you're talking 1902 information. Give the audience the correct information.
You're ignorant of the fact. Even currently, women are females who reach the age of 18, which is the age of majority, are not required to register for the Selective Service. Now, whereas all males are, and if males don't register for the Selective
Service, what does that do with the price of the apples in Georgia? Nothing. It has nothing to do with this conversation.
If males, if you would listen a minute, you would see
what
it
has to do. No, because
you
don't all the time. It is
a
discussion. We're not even on the topic.
Okay,
the topic
the point
is where the men,
males
you
don't register
out women
for the Selective
last few
Service,
minutes,
they are
which
punished
I find
severely.
Totally improper because it's not the women's fault that there's not enough men out there for them to choose from.
You are
they
damn
gotta sometimes
lie,
take what they get, and what they get is not really
wait a minute,
what they want
wait a minute,
in the first
wait a minute,
place.
Wait a minute. Rich, why are you calling this man? You know, I have disrespect for you. You
this guy's an idiot is the reason that he pisses me off. He's an idiot.
You're the one acting like an idiot calling this man a
and I tell him that women don't have to register for the Selective Service. Does he acknowledge that? No. He keeps on running his fucking mouth. He doesn't know his ass from a hole in the ground. That's
you hear
the
me?
All right, all right,
you,
all right.
That's
all
being
right.
disrespectful to okay. begin with. So that shows you're not much of a man.
That's what I say. These people must be on drugs or something, man. He just
no,
off
that's where he's getting solutions from.
Well, what I'm asking him, when a man goes to college, he can't get not a scholarship, but he can't get a loan or a grant if he hasn't registered for the Selective Service. That's not true of women. You're not dealing with facts.
First of all, a guy has to get out of high school.
I understand that, but that's the
right,
same
thanks.
With the woman, and women have equal rights. You can't deal with the facts.
You know,
can't handle the truth.
Fact that
I can't handle the truth.
You can't handle the truth. You're ignorant of the truth, number
no,
one.
I'm not because you're far off facts. First of all, okay, let me give you some facts, all right? And I'm gonna take it back. I'm probably older than most of the people on the show. Okay, I'm one of those guys that used to be what y'all call the player. Okay, I used to keep a black book. I used to keep numbers of how many women I scored. Okay, I was one of those guys that hurt women. So don't be telling me about what women are doing to men because we did it to them.
Well, they let you do it.
That
you didn't
crap
do it against
about
their will.
Women are doing to men and they're misusing men and they're taking men's money and all this old crap. How many
well,
men are doing it to women
do
have
it?
Been doing
did,
it for years?
Did you kidnap
and they start
a woman
out as
and do what you did to
them? To learn from the big guys on the street how to score, not how to treat a woman like a lady. Now, how to open the door for her? Now, how to take her out to dinner or take her to the movies or to the park, as you say? Go back
well,
to school and talk to some of these young guys
what you did
and ask them what they're
not
learning from
did
the bigger guys on the street
or
how to treat a woman.
To
they're not all in church getting the word from the preacher. Talk that junk to me. Eric, the topic was where are all the men?
Where are the men?
Okay, well, you and I know this, okay? It's sad to say, and we have to take it back to, God, I don't know. I take it back to the fact that when the draft started, all right, and the kids did not get off the block, and they got into more gangs, they got into drugs and other things they need to get into. So we know where they are. A lot of them are in jail is where they are. They're building more jails every day. You got the school-to-jail pipeline that's going on. There's a lot of things out there that are taking our young men off the street.
And you know, you're absolutely right. And you hear me constantly say, it's black society's fault, both men and women, that this stuff is going on. Other ethnic groups in this country are not supposed to take care of your own responsibilities. Women aren't in the position that they're in because they want to be.
No, they're not. Mm-hmm. No, they're not. And let me give you another tip, okay? Women and men don't just end within the barriers of the United States of America. Okay?
Okay.
They, and especially, I'm telling you because I'm in Europe and I live in Europe. Okay, blacks are loved over here. They're held higher than they are in their own country, United States of America. All right, so all I'm going to say to women and men, spread out. You don't have to stay in the United States of America. Travel.
You're absolutely right on that. And I'm going to tell you something else. Men are not in the position. Our young men are not in the position of where they are because they want to be neither. The reason why come out black men are having such a different kind is because of poor black leadership, because the previous black generation didn't lead in with a damn thing to build off of. I constantly, when you compare what our children have and what other ethnic group children have, is there's no this, and I'm not talking about government program. I'm talking about what the families are able to do. Our families have not been able to do that. In many cases, when they could move in that direction, they didn't go in that direction.
But how long are we going to use that as an excuse?
It's not an excuse. It's a fact. It's going to take a group of someone to go in the right direction and start implementing and laying down the things that's needed. And it don't take the whole 99.9% of the black population. It just take what I call cartels to get that done. Hell, I
Was another problem you got to look at, Eric, and everybody knows this on the phone and that are listening, okay? And how this is going to happen, I can't tell you, okay? But you have to get the families back intact. That's very important.
Mm.
Now, why do we have a number of single mothers? Because, again, the population being offset, which gives a guy, a player, a chance to go out and drop his seed any place he wants. And then through the lack of education, women are not protecting themselves. And, of course, as we know, guys are not protecting themselves either. And who's it affecting? It's affecting this young child that's growing up by themselves. That's who it's affecting. Okay? That's why the numbers are like they are. Are we ever going to change it around? Only God knows. Okay, you do have groups that are out there that are working to try to help our youth. Okay, such as you got one very strong group that's called the Detroit Youth Movement. You can find them on Facebook. That's out there. That's working very heavily. There are a number of them. Chicago. I just can't think of it. I think it's called National. I'll look it up while I'm talking and give it to you in a few minutes. But Cyron Smith, you can look him up. He's the founder of it. He's an ex-military guy, and he's helping folks block by block. So there are a number of organizations that are out there trying to work with our youth, but our adults need to step up and be adults also. Okay, churches have to come back to being real churches. Okay, they're not being real churches anymore. Churches used to be the leaders in the community, and they're kind of in the back seat. Too many people sitting in the churches preaching to the same people every Sunday, and they're not reaching the masses that are on the outside of the walls of the church. Okay, so it's got to go back to there also.
That's
so we have a lot of work to do. All right.
Churches ain't nowhere.
And the other thing that, and I don't know why nobody is working to vote on changing these rules to make real programs to help our sisters and brothers who do happen to go into confinement to have something to look forward to when they get out. Okay, that's everything from education to a job, that they're not pushed to going back to crime. Because you can't tell me anybody goes to jail and stays there a year really wants to go back. No way in this world you can tell me that.
And, you know, that is some of that that's going on, because here we have a couple of businesses that all they do is hire former convicts. And the businesses are doing very well. So there is some, but there's nowhere near enough to address these problems that black people themselves are going to have to address.
Thank you. You're right, 100%, sir. You're 100% right. Because if they're building more jails, okay, then they're expecting the population to be increased. And why is the population being increased? Because of lack of education. And if you notice that everything has been done as possible to keep our youth from being educated. Okay.
And when they build these prisons, these private companies make stipulations with the states, because the states and the municipalities can't afford them. They say that you have to keep them 95% full.
Right. Right, so that means that you have to put people in a situation where they have to turn to crime to make a living. Okay, and when we go back to that question, where are our young men? They go check out some of these jails. Sad to say, that's where they're at. And a lot of them as repeat offenders, which means they can't get out, which means our women are short on good men to find, to love. How it happened, Eric, I can't answer that one for you. Okay, but,
I might
but
just
to have... an individual come on and blame it all on women and use the program to downsize women. I'm sorry. I hopefully I didn't get too loud on your program, but I can't accept that. I can't accept that.
No,
I have my mother,
just,
I have sisters,
I just,
and I have aunts. Okay, they're all black, and I respect every one of them.
I might
all
just
right.
do an experiment and see about offering a lady out to dinner and seeing what the conversation evolved to. Now, I always get, hey, you know, I'm not bragging, but I always get offers to go to the dinners or here and there, and I just don't have the time because I spend a lot of time with our young black males in sports programs. Mm-hmm. But I might just do that one. And, you know, here's another point. I know some women here in this community that men can't stand in their shoes. Bertha Gilkey is one. You can look her up on the Internet. Bertha Gilkey. Mm-hmm. I don't know of many black men that can stand in this sister's shoes. And there's some young ones. Yaphet Alameen, an excellent sister when it comes to politics. She's about 35 years old. I just met another one in Atlanta. I don't know her name. She's a representative. Been a representative for like maybe 16 to 18 years. So, yes, there's a whole bunch of powerful of women out there.
Hey, Eric, I just thought of something. You still got an hour left, man. Well, let me ask all your guests to hit up their Twitter and their Facebook, see if you can't get some women on the show to answer the question.
Well, I've already sent that invitation out.
Okay. Well, hey, I'm going to ask your guests, like myself, and I'll do it right now to hit my Twitter button and my Facebook and whatnot.
Yeah, y'all want to hit your Facebook, your Twitter, MySpace. Hey, let's get some women. Women, if you're out there in the chat room, call in. Let's get your point of view. We want to hear what you got to say, too.
You should put a question out there. Where is all the women?
Where's all the women?
There you go. That's a good one.
Where's all the women? Mr. Solution, you're back on the air.
Hello,
you there.
Yeah, I think what we need to do, because I know we can talk an issue to death, I encourage people to actually introduce each other and see how the dating process goes on. If the man and woman are not communicating, and I'm talking about men and women across the fruited plains, as it were, if they're not communicating, that is a problem. They've got to start communicating. And these people who sit back and pontificate, now, Pianchi has admitted that he's insulated, so he doesn't really know what's going on. He doesn't see the kind of women that we're talking about. So I'm asking him to get down in the ditches of life and deal with these women so he can see. If you prove me wrong, I'm willing to acknowledge it. But I guarantee you, you will see a communication problem. Now, I encourage Love and Light to call in instead of just making these little sniper remarks in the chat room if this person is capable of having a conversation. But my position is, and I do get a little bit irritated with people who don't have a clue as to what's going on, and who start to offer information. And this gentleman who was just on, who talked about the women that he abused, those women went along with your abuse. They could have made other choices. You didn't say you kidnapped them, so they agreed with what you were doing. And that's the answer to that.
You know, I'm going to say one thing. I don't necessarily believe that women always go along. And then you could say they do because a young lady, and I met some young ladies in their 16, 17, trying to keep in high school and so forth. But at that point in their life, they are very, very vulnerable emotionally and no matter, I don't know what all kind of problems, but they are very vulnerable and they are very susceptible to the talking of whatever a male use in order to achieve whatever it is they're trying to achieve. And it may not start off as something that's ill repute, but many times it ends up that way. And we have to admit that the lady in this picture that Eric is showing on his slide, this is not the norm. This is the exception. What you see there is not the norm in black women. It is an exception, but the exception is very, very large, and it needs to have some sort of attention drawn to it.
Right. Well, Pianchi, the thing of it is this. Young women are no more vulnerable than young men. They're both juveniles. They're both youth. And the thing of it is, these women make a choice. Young females tend to be very manipulative. That's what we often mean, and we don't put a definition to it, when we say women mature faster than men. It means that they're generally more manipulative. And the thing of it is this. The women choose which guys they hang out with. They make a choice. Don't make women into invalids and infants. They choose the non-quality guy, or what they call the exciting guy. They make that choice.
Well, you know what, Mr. Solution? I see men in that's 28, 29, 30, hitting on young girls at 16, 17, 15, 15, 16, and 17 years old. And I know cases where young girls that age have become pregnant by men in the age range that I just got through telling you. And as I said before, a young girl that's 15, 16, 17 year old psychologically cannot compete with a male that's been out there in the streets that's 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32 years old. So
but
they
she
are taking advantage
to deal with that. Now, that's first of all illegal. That's called statutory rape. And obviously in our society that has consequences. But the point of it is these young females make decisions. You've got to give them the right to make decisions. And you've also got to say to them they need to make better decisions.
And you know what? I don't think that a woman, a female, should be grown when she's 18. I think she should be grown when she's 21 because there's nowhere in the world – well, I ain't going to say nowhere in the world, but most of the time a female has not – had the life experiences that would prepare her to be an adult at 18 years of old age.
Well, that's an entirely separate issue. That is the law in virtually all of the contiguous states as well as Alaska and Hawaii. But that's a separate issue. Women are still responsible. Look, I watch little kids all the time, okay? I've studied child psychology. A little male is as dependent upon his mother as a female. What we do is we divorce males early on from their feelings, and then we blame them for not being sensitive. So a man should be allowed to have his sensitivity intact because that's what makes us human, are our feelings. So and oftentimes we don't want to hear what men have to say. We say we want a solution, but we want to continue in the foolishness just hearing one side of the equation, and it's not the male side. So that's the point I'm making.
Any comments?
Well, and what he's saying is very much warranted, but I still say that a female that becomes 18 years old, from my opinion, is not a woman yet. And I tell you something else. Some states, they let you get driver's license at 16. I sure didn't want my grandson to be driving at 16 because I don't think he's capable to take on that responsibility at that early age. So society itself dictates things that if it was under normal circumstances and left up to the culture that many ethnic groups have brought forward, those things would even partake. They wouldn't go on.
There's an article, and Eric, I don't know if you have this article on hand. I wish you did or do. It's called Love Lessons, Decoding the Desire for the Bad Boys by Natasha Burton. And it talks about women's desire for the bad boy because women are normally never challenged on their choices in men. And because women tend to be very, very privileged in this particular country, other countries, women laugh at these women. They say they have all these privileges, but yet they're perpetually unhappy. But the problem is, since women generally don't have a responsibility in the process of dating, women tend to feel very privileged and up on a pedestal and narcissistic. So in order to get their kicks, they live through the vicarious awfulness of many males. Now, you have both males and females that go off the rail, but you will find females who, instead of combining their excitement qualities with a guy who's genuinely a good guy, they want to get all the excitement from the jerk, from the a-hole. So it's their choice. And just like this guy said who came in with this feminine point of view that he had abused women, what he need to understand, those women were open for that. They allowed that. They invited that. They had choices not to select or be with him, but they chose to be with him. Does that make sense to you, Eric? It has to make sense because it's what happened.
Eric, can I speak myself?
Okay, go ahead.
This is Jay. First of all, my name is Jay.
Okay, Jay.
I'm still sitting here listening to you. I didn't speak because I was hitting up my 20-some thousand people hoping that I get some ladies to call in. I don't know why the ones in the chat room don't. But see, you're very subtly doing the same thing. You're still attacking women.
I'm not attacking women.
You could say those women wanted it. Okay,
but
now guys want the bad girl too. So I don't get your point.
Guys don't want bad girls. You need to talk to more guys. Eric, do you want a bad girl?
No, I do not want a bad girl.
Yeah, but
you started there, buddy.
So
what happened?
About just for sex to play around? We're talking about to marry. It's two different things.
Yeah, I don't want one. Look, a guy who's of quality, Jay, who has got himself situated, does not want to fool with a bad woman, period.
But let me,
she was bad for him.
Let me put a question out there.
She was a risk.
For the question. Here's the question I have. Okay, since we're talking about this bad girl, this girls want bad boys. So are you saying our young men are coming up today trying to please the young ladies by being the thug, wearing their pants down like they're all that?
Who are you directing that question towards?
I'm directing it to the room. I'm just
the question is, what percentage are we talking about of young men who are walking around with their pants hanging down? I keep hearing this all the time. And does a person's pants hanging say what they have in their brain? No, sir. It does
not. But then you have to take a look at appearance. A lot of times will throw you off. You're right, though. If you take
the
time to talk to them.
Yeah, but wait a minute. In my day, everybody walked around in a three-piece suit. You're not going to find it anymore. Most people are walking around with hoodies on.
Yeah, we used to walk around bell-bottom. You got Supreme calling in.
Thank you.
Yeah, I know. Well, I'm just asking a question. Is that part of the problem?
For those of you who don't know me, only time when I be indicting men, I don't be indicting men on their social problem. I be indicting that men need to take control of the economy of their community. My focus is always the economy, the money. The social problems, I think, and I've watched this for a long time. The social problem is a lack of us having the means to take control of those things that influence us socially. We always dependent on somebody else, and we're always under the influence of somebody else's ideas and programs because we can't man them ourselves financially. Hell, we build schools, but hey, a person build a school don't want to stick around the rest of their life and maintain that school, and you can't maintain the school if you don't have money. So I indict black males because of that fact. The other, and not disregarding what's causing it, but we cannot use what we consider what's causing it as an excuse forever.
Thank you. Well, let me bring Supreme in and let him get in some of this conversation. Hey,
yo.
Supreme, you're on the air, man. Go ahead.
Hello, my brothers. I was going to say, you know, is that Pianki talking, right?
Yeah, that was Pianki.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with what he's saying, you know. I mean, real men don't really want bad girls, you know what I mean? Because me personally, you know, when I was younger, I didn't want a bad girl. I didn't want a girl who's going to get me into fights and stuff like that, you know what I mean? I'm more likely to defend a good girl than a bad girl because I know the bad girl, I need to know what the situation is, you know what I mean? So, you know, not feminine guys, but, you know, guys who go to church, maybe they would want a bad girl, you know? A bad girl's only good for sex, really. You know what I mean? But not as a wife. You see what I'm trying to say? So, you know, the other guy could be right in his way, depending on which angle he's coming across it. He has to come with that argument in a different way. You see what I'm trying to say? Because if it's for sex, yeah, bad girls are good for sex.
That's exactly what I said.
But
so you and I are
wife.
Agreeing. We're not disagreeing.
Yeah. No,
there's two different types of women. Okay, if a guy is out there and he sees himself as a player, you know, he's not looking for somebody to get married, right?
Mm,
then he's going to take him what y'all are calling a bad girl, or we used to call a wild girl, whichever you want to call it, or a light hit, et cetera. So many different names for them, okay? But you have them on both sides, men and women. It's not just, you know, but you know, again, I'm saying that we lost the topic because the topic was supposed to be where are all
men.
Are the men was the topic, and we got off to beating up women. So the question is still, okay, Supreme, right? What's your answer on that? Where are all the men?
Well, we're all over.
Quality men.
No, I said Supreme. Excuse me, sir. Supreme. Let him talk.
Well, he was asking a question. Go ahead.
Now, my question to Supreme was where are the men?
Well, we know that where they are, isn't it? Most of the men are in jail, incarceration. I mean, in England where I live, 50% of the jails are full up of black people.
Right. Same in America. Same thing.
Same, and I know the same numbers are in America and anywhere where there's the black and the white dynamic exists.
You just said you live in England, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I live in Germany.
Okay. Right. Okay.
So now I'm older, but of course I have kids and I'm out in the street. I've been around all my life because I've worked in the military a lot.
How old are you?
How old am I?
Germany.
Yeah.
In a couple hours, I'll be 66.
You're older than me.
I just said that I'm the oldest on the line, probably, but I've been around the youth all my life because I've been working with the military for 32 years. And the generation just keep younger and younger, and these people come and talk with me, you know. And of course, because I'm a karaoke fan, I'm in the clubs with them, too.
You know, Jerry, are you married?
A lot hasn't changed since I was on the block. But in Europe, you have, my opinion, you have a different situation, okay, because you have the women that – will approach a guy, and it's allowed, not just a guy approaching a girl.
Mm.
Over here, it's more of a 50-50 deal. There's not this, a guy has to approach a woman.
Mm-hmm.
It's the opposite way around over here. Would you agree or disagree with that, Supreme?
That women approach guys a lot
sure.
more.
Sure, sure, and it's okay, it's acceptable. It's not just the men approaching women. In other words, a woman, because she approaches a man, doesn't make her a whore. Okay, it's just a different mental situation over here in Europe than it is in the States.
More when you're younger. More so when you're younger.
That's what I'm saying.
I mean, yeah.
So the youth operate a little different than. I mean, I don't know how old you are, but like I told you my age.
I'm 30.
Yeah, how old? Okay, well, yeah, you know, well, the 18, 19, 20 years old, they act a little different. You know, it's more of a different challenge. And these youths are going through a different challenge.
Well, my brother, it's more dangerous. When a woman has to go and, you know, like, I teach my daughter, you know, when she's a bit older, I'm going to teach her, you know, you don't want to be chasing after boys. You got to let the boys come to you, because you go and chase after a boy, all he's going to want is sex and that, and you can't really guarantee the relationship, you know. You're just going to give away yourself unnecessarily. You don't want to give yourself away as a woman, you know. I think
you have to admit, more young ladies nowadays are about their careers first, okay, guys second. You know, at least I'm going to say that's the way it is in Germany. It's not so much about the guys. It's more about their careers.
Well, Germany's more white guys, you know what I mean? I think that the population of black people is like 1% out of the whole nation, really, in Germany.
Could be. I haven't counted. I have no idea.
Maybe with those white guys, because, you know, maybe with white society, probably.
I'm just thinking about youth in general, okay, because a boy and a girl is a boy and a girl.
Yeah.
Okay, so, you know, I mean, because they are out together and all the populations are mixed, especially, and I presume it is in England, but I know it definitely is over here in Europe, but the population is more mixed because you have the Italians that grew up over here, the Turkish that grew up over here. You know, it's just like being in New York City. You know, so it's not that you're restricted to go out with any one race or anything. You know, it's open.
Well, where I live, you would get nasty looks.
Really?
You know what I mean? If I was walking down, not nasty looks, but, you know, the sisters won't really look at me the same way.
Right, well, that's like it is in the States.
If they saw me walking with a white woman down the street.
Yeah, that's the way it is in the States. But, I mean, it's becoming more open, you know, but that's kind of the way it is.
Well, definitely. That's worldwide, you know. Probably in another 20 years' time, there would be no problem with these things.
You know why? Because everybody will have a tan. They're going to have a bunch of a white society left. That's why.
Okay. What a tan has to do with it. Okay.
Well, I'm just saying. What I'm trying to say is the races are mixing so much that everybody is going to be brown or black.
Well,
you're not
going to
have much
there.
Of a white race to worry about.
Yeah, that's true. That
yeah,
is so,
you know,
so true.
There's going to be a natural revolvement there. You know,
mm-hmm.
so that means that
right.
you have less and less racism going on.
Mm. Logically, that's what we have to
You probably have the light skin against the dark skin then, see.
Right.
My apology. I'm sorry. I mean, my point was trying to say that the youth, the women, okay, it's not the, hey, you sit and wait for the guy to approach you over here. It's the youth with the youth. It's more, I say, 50-50.
Well, I mean, you really can't compare Europe to America because the actual beliefs and I guess social thing is totally different in what they believe in and the way they're brought up. You know, so the way they look at things are just completely different. You're right. When I was in Germany, you know, the women didn't have any problem with coming up to a man. But that's there. But we're talking about here. You know,
they got a whole different society in Europe than they have here, a different mentality and so forth.
Right.
It's not like
I don't know. I don't know, my brother. You know, because I've been to Spain, I've been to Italy, I've been to France. I haven't been to Germany. I know that Germany is a police state, but those countries have. I mean, Germany is very racist. I mean, London is okay, but if you step, I mean, London is very good. I would say London is probably the closest thing to the United States.
Which
you
one
know
is?
What I mean?
Which one?
What? Hello?
What country is the closest thing to the United States?
I would say London, maybe
England.
Certain parts of Paris. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, you know, you remember back in the day, black actors and things used to go to Europe because they was treated better than what they were here.
Thank you. And you still have a lot of, especially singers, coming over here to start their careers. That's still
going on. Holland, I would say Holland, yeah. Holland is very good. With race. Holland's probably the best country in Europe when it comes down to race. From what I've seen, well, I've been to Holland as well, and I'd say Netherlands, whatever you guys, my Amsterdam, I've been there, and they're very tolerable with race. Spain, they're not very tolerable. Italy, not very tolerable towards race.
Right, and people in entertainment are treated differently than just people in regular life. But I want to reintroduce the question and try to get some same responses. You ask, where are the men? Now, if the men are there, and there are plenty of quality men there, and if the women don't choose them or the women have the power to exclude them, so that, again, equals the men not being there. So if the women don't – do you guys acknowledge that? In other words – can you at least see that? And most of you obviously don't see the dating process. If men and women can't talk and socialize easily, then, of course, you have this disruption that we're talking about.
My brother, the men are either with white women or they're in jail or they're not in a position that the women like.
Say again? I'm sorry. Say that again?
That said, they're either in jail, some of them are with white women, right? Or it might be that their position that they are in life is not what the other black women around that seeing them want, you know? Because when you get to a certain age, you know, women are very vain. And they want a man. They're attracted to power. They're attracted to nice things, you know? So if you ain't got a car, you know, or you ain't got your own place, you know, you're going to lose out. You ain't going to have the people.
An erroneous point. Most men are not in jail. Those are men in a particular age category. And if you look at it, in America, there are only 2 million people in prison at any one time. And a lot of those numbers are duplicated from jail to prison and that sort of thing. So those numbers oftentimes are not accurate. They duplicate those numbers. But the point of it is this. a lot of times when you're talking to a black woman, you can have a black man, a quality black man, talking to a black woman. And she will commence discussing with him about the men in jail. Like, what the hell does that have to do with the current situation, his talking to her? So this is bandied about. There's a book by Jimmy Israel, and it's called The Denzel Principle. And he points out, and I believe this is actually correct, that there are an equal number of quote-unquote quality men for quality women if the women knew how to access the men. Women generally avoid contact with men. They don't initiate contact with men. And since they don't introduce, the quality men and women they know, they cut themselves off from the three modalities of stranger introduction. And I think many of us do not even understand the introductory process. We don't understand the dating process and how important that is. What do you think?
It's only to me, my brother. I think, I understand what you're saying. I don't think when women and men, black men and black women, pick a relationship with somebody, they're looking for the right things. They're not looking for the right attributes. It's not a logical decision. You know, you might see some of these white women marrying these old CEOs in America, Larry, what's his name? I saw Larry, there was a guy that you got on Larry Letterman, or was it Larry something? He's got his own show.
Larry King.
Larry King. And I've seen his wife. Now, his woman picked him basically a logical move. She wants money. She wants to live a high life. So she's going to go and be with him. Now, if that man was a broadcast man, she would see him how he's supposed to be seen, as a pensioner. You know what I mean? I doubt that guy could go toilet without get up out of his seat too many times without help.
Well, let me say this. If conversation is key between men and women, or between people, period, how do you get the man and woman communicating, the available men and the available women? How do you get them communicating? Because the problem is most people don't understand where the emphasis is. However, if we're talking about communication is key, how do you get the man and woman communicating on a fundamental level? Does anyone want to address that?
How do you get?
It's going to be kind of difficult because, like I said, I've been out of that playing field for so long that I couldn't give a sensible answer. That's why I thought it would be nice if some women would call in and give us their opinion, but no one's responding to the call.
The white man's got his ways. That's probably the best way. You know, to open up the, black dating sites. That would probably be the only way I can see right now. But, again, it's a lot of embarrassment, shame, personal shame, because, a lot of guys, when they do talk, they lie. They stunt. You know what I mean? So certain men, they don't want to lay all their cards out, until they know what the woman's thinking. And then the man asks the woman the wrong question by saying, what do you want in a man?
Yeah, but how about just having a conversation? Eric, do you have any ideas on that? How about you, Pianchi? Jay has already acknowledged that he's not aware of any.
Well,
so how do you address the fundamental issue of getting the available men and women to communicate with each other? How do you do that?
I can't answer for grown men, but I tell you what I do with my grandson. And I take him, me and him go out to dinner. I show him how to... what forks and knives and stuff like that. I tell him that if you have a lady at the table with you and she get up to leave, you stand up and let her be excused. And when she come back, you stand up. And so I teach young men the things that they supposed to demonstrate when they're in the presence of women. Let her have your chair.
With all due respect, that's not where we are. What
I'm saying,
saying is, how
like
do
I
you
said,
get,
I don't,
it's,
the other
you
ones,
get
the
available
other ones
men
I really
women,
can't address. That.
Adult men and women to communicate with each other on a fundamental social level.
And
how do you suggest we do that?
There's another point that I think you may try to draw up some likable issues between the two.
Okay.
All right. Let's see. Eric, do you have some comments on that? I'm trying to call you out. Come on out.
You know, Mr. Solutions, first of all, we need some women on here. It's kind of hard for us, at least some of us of a certain age, to really answer that question for young people. There are no young women or even young men, except one that said he was 30, on this call.
Yeah, but see, that is the question, Jay.
Use common sense, I would say, you know, first of all, you have conversations with young folks in church, in colleges, at social events, at different places from men to meet women.
Jay, with all due respect, we're whistling in the wind if we can't address and answer the fundamental question. Do you believe communication between men and women is key? Do you believe that's key to a relationship?
Of course it is.
I can answer it. Yes, it's key. But
somebody's speaking over someone. I was asking if he felt that communication between a man and a woman is key to them having having a relationship. Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay.
Correct.
Well, then we need to talk about how to do that. We need to work on, we need to prioritize priorities.
Again, to get the real answers, I believe you need to have some women's conversations. So I hope Eric will bring this conversation up again and invite some ladies to be on the panel. I'm telling you from my heart. I'm being very serious. I'm not joking or anything. I think you need some ladies in this conversation.
I'll offer a suggestion. I'll go ahead and proffer a suggestion.
Yeah.
Women are equal under the law and socially. They need to reciprocate and show mutual interest in that vital communication. They need to be able to say hi to a man. It doesn't diminish their character or personality one whit. In fact, it enhances it. They need to be friendly, they need to smile, they need to share in the responsibility of starting that communication. Now, to get rid of the jerks, the buttholes, the a-holes, and the nutballs, whether men or women, but we're talking about men now, the women to exclude them, invite them to a neutral place like a park where you can talk to each other. Because if communication is key, we've got to do it. That's only logical.
Well, the only point is that the only thing what you're saying we. And at this point in time, we is representing all male, and I think that's really being dishonest.
What do you mean by that? I'm not following you on that at all.
Well, you have to have women here that can address the question themselves because they know better so than I know they know better so than I do. And
let me ask you this. Do you think women would disagree that communication is key to a relationship?
Well, I don't think anyone would disagree with that because it's a
wait a minute, Yonke. I just want to make this point to you. You seem to be a pretty reasonable person. If women agree that communication is key to a relationship and a relationship's progression or growth, then they have to do it.
Well, we don't have any women here to say that they're not doing it. And, yes, communication is key to any fundamental relationship, no matter if it's just a relationship dealing around business or if it's a relationship or dealing around somebody's emotional feelings.
Well, I'm telling you, most women are not doing it. You just admitted earlier, which I accepted, that you didn't know what the prevailing climate was between men and women in America.
My brother.
Wait a minute. Let me finish the point to Pianchi. Pianchi acknowledged that he didn't know. I'm telling you, I do know. Okay? I do know. Just like I know 1 + 1 = 2, I have surveyed it. And I'm telling you that 40% of women who really don't know what to do, they need a consolidated statement from quality men as to what they want. Because in a relationship, there are two people. So both needs have to be met. Would you agree?
Well, it sounds good.
Look, Mr. Solution, may I ask you how old you are?
I'm over 40.
You're over 40.
Right.
That disqualifies you, too.
What do you mean?
You're over 40. It disqualifies you. You shouldn't be in the conversation either.
On what basis?
You need to have some people that are on the line between the ages of 18 and 30.
Well, actually, if you read this article, Love Lessons Decoding the Desire for the Bad Boy, for many women, that runs throughout their lives if it's never addressed.
Can you post it in
the chat
room?
They still have a taste that they can change the bad boy.
Okay, can you post the link to it? Or?
Well, strike that. Is Eric still there? Did he take a leave of absence? Eric, are you
there? Eric's there. He's cool. I like Eric.
No, I like Eric, too. That's why I'm calling
for
him.
You're running the show for him. He's sitting back.
You know what,
I'm going to get away that easily. Eric, are you there?
I hope he's there.
Okay, you can start page, startpage.com, I believe. And the title of the I'm not in the chat room. I can see the chat room, but I'm not in it. It's called Love Lessons, Love Lessons, Decoding the Desire for the Bad Boy. And you have some anthropologists and psychologists, biopsychologists, who are weighing in on the scientific evidence of why women tend to choose the bad boy. Now, a lot of women change after they get battered and bruised psychologically and emotionally and sometimes physically. They change their taste in men.
Okay, I got it. I Googled it.
My brother.
All right, thanks. Okay, I'll read
solutions.
It. I'll read it next time Erica brings up on the show, then and with some ladies here, then we can talk about it a little deeper. Right, Eric? Did Eric leave his own show?
Yeah, he probably did. But look, so I got to go pick my grandson up from high school, so I'll catch y'all later.
Hey, have a good one, Piyaki.
Bye-bye, my brother.
Eric, you got 24 minutes left. Where you at, man? Play some music or something.
Well, look here. The thing is, who is this? Jay is on?
Jay. It's Jay.
And you can't get Love and Light. Love and Light tends to be a deaf mute when it comes to actually participating verbally. And let me just say this. Based upon the presidential debates, we are acknowledging the extreme and supreme value of human communication and human communication in action. So it is very, very important to get this communication started, and that's what we're talking about. Oh, thanks for stopping by. Eric is still – maybe
I'm
he
right
got
here.
Locked out of his
– No, I'm right here. I had
you're here? Okay. Someone asked
–
go ahead. Eric, someone asked for the link to Love Lessons, Decoding the Desire for the Bad Boy.
Mm-hmm.
Because
okay.
I was explaining – I know you've looked that up, and I was explaining that for many women who aren't challenged on their taste in men, that particular desire for the bad boy persists throughout their adult lives.
Oh, okay, that's true. Hey, but I have Antonio. Antonio, you there? Antonio?
Well, yes.
Okay. Well, what you got to add to the conversation? Sorry about the wait. When I guess he's gone. Okay. Well, all right.
So he just spoke. He said yes.
I know.
Yes.
I know. Then he got disconnected.
What?
So, I don't know. But yes, Supreme, go ahead.
What I was going to say, it's like I understand what Solutions is saying, and this is what I'm saying. It's pride, because we're not. That's how you end up with the loonies. That's how you end up with the crazy women, the crazy men. It's because we're not saying the truth. There's no honesty. You understand what I'm saying, my brother? It's pride. So we have to get rid of the pride, you know, and admit to what we're doing. That's why the jail men, the people in prison, get the women, because they're honest. To, you know what I mean? To that woman, they're honest. You know what I mean? That's a part of why they get the woman. You know
well,
I mean?
Supreme, I want to disagree with you. I don't think they are honest. They tell women what they want to hear. And a lot of women capitalize on that because they know that they're in control of a guy in prison. And by the way, Eric, not just your hood rats date men that are in prison. There have been women of some stature
or accomplishment, as it were, at least educationally. There have been women attorneys who have turned around and married their clients who were being prosecuted for triple murder. So it's not just the ne'er-do-well women that have a taste or a penchant for the awfulness in men.
But remember, again, there's a lot of, you know, all black women, there's a lot of hate between, you know, there's a lot of self-hate, you know what I mean? They don't love themselves how they should love themselves, you know what I mean? From when they're perming their hair and all them things there, you know what I mean? You can see it in our women that they don't love themselves enough. Not all black women, but, you know, a majority of them.
Well, my response to that, Supreme, would be they should get counseling. The thing about human beings, we not only have awareness, we have self-awareness. So a person can definitely be aware of their deficiencies. And so what women in the position that you're talking about, the self-hatred position, they shouldn't expect for a guy to put up with their crap. They should get on the therapist's couch and let the therapist help them work it out. What do you think about that?
I don't advocate going to counseling. You know, you've got to look deep in yourself, and you've got to know that there's a problem in the first place.
And well, why don't you advocate counseling? Do you advocate getting an annual physical checkup?
Not who me, do I advocate? Listen, I would say to you, yeah, if you're sick, just Google that. You know what I mean? Because you go into these doctors, is you're on your own mercy. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
you know,
I don't think that position is consistent with enlightened and appropriate behavior. I think a person getting a mental health checkup is very good. We're under a lot of stress in society.
Of course.
And stress that we don't even detect oftentimes. But women who have the problems that you say, the low self-esteem, the self-loathing or this sort of thing, they should get into therapy. Would you agree with that, Eric?
I think, yeah, if, you know, I think everybody should get therapy if they need it. Because it sure worked for me. Yeah.
I mean, self-denial as well. I mean, again, I don't think a lot of our women know that that's what's happening to them. Because, you know, after a while, you can start believing your own lies. You know what I mean? And like I said, a lot of our women, they don't even know it, but they're dealing with a lot of self-hate. Because from when you change your hair, you risk doing damage to your ovaries just to relax, straighten your hair. You know, that's some that to me is self-hate. Because why can't you look the way that you look when you come out of the womb? You know what I mean? This is how your hair grows. This is natural. I don't see a lot of white people. I mean, white people do the same thing because they tan their skin and stuff like that. But they're not. Someone who loves themselves, they ain't going to change the texture of their hair.
Hmm.
You know, as far as I'm concerned. That to me is self-hate. It's like if I start bleaching my skin, I don't like my blackness. You see what I'm trying to say?
Yeah, let me give you a point, Eric, and I think you can take this to the bank. Many women, most American women, are in a position of power. It's what you call subsidized power, and they don't want to face the truth. That's why when you're having a real conversation is to most women what water is to a witch. And they don't want to participate in it because they know that there's corrective information that's being given. And many of them do not want to change. So when we talk about this multi-layered issue of where the men are, we also need to add that women generally don't want good men. Remember, nice guys finish last. That means they're rejected by the women. By most of the women. So the problem won't change until women change. And you have a lot of these effeminate and feminized men who will think that because you put the appropriate responsibility on women, you're putting all the responsibility on women. That's not the case. You need to put the responsibility on the women that the women are responsible for.
Would you consider that a correct statement, an accurate statement?
Talking to me, my brother.
Now, I was asking Eric, but anyone can answer it. Eric, are you there? Eric, maybe he got dropped off again.
No, I was putting the link in the chat room. What was the question?
No, what I was saying is that a lot of us don't know what women should be responsible for. So anytime a man with his gonads attached steps up and says a woman is responsible in this area as an adult, effeminized and effeminate men will balk at it because they don't know how to place any responsibility on the woman. You follow me?
Yeah, I follow that one.
So women have to be responsible for what they are responsible for. And many women don't participate in conversations where there are men who can speak the truth. They would rather fight it out in court. Because let me tell you, even these effeminate men, and a lot of them are not in relationships with women, by the way, but say you get an effeminate man who is in a relationship with a woman, and they break up and she takes his ass to court, then he'll see what female power is when joined with the legal power system, because his ass will be raped in court.
Mm.
His goods, all of his goods will be taken. That's what I'm saying. All of his assets will be taken. And so it's better for us to fight it out here and to discuss it here and come up with resolutions here than to, you know, let things go forward and have to fight it out.
Hmm. Wow. I you know what? That is right. It's better to fight it out here than in court or anywhere else. I agree with that. 1-2%.
Hey, where are the men? There are plenty of men available, plenty of quality men. Get that book, The Denzel Principle, by the brother, what's his name, Jimmy Israel.
It's Jimmy Israel, yeah.
Because he introduces the notion that women want men who don't exist. The men that most women want, and it's not that women's standards are so high. Women's standards are unreasonable. They make no sense. Many women's standards for men are nonsense because oftentimes they don't meet the standards. And if you look at that clip I sent you about why successful black women aren't married, it talked about where one woman was talking about she would only date men that were 6'5". What the hell's up with that? Now you make the qualification for love, loving a man, he has to be 6'5"? Hell, there are only about 9 to 11% of men in the whole world that are that tall.
I know. That's 6'5". Good Lord.
This and that's out of 7. 6'5 is abnormally tall. 6'5 is abnormally tall. Not saying 6'5 people are abnormal. That's just a rarity. People generally don't grow that tall. And then you got a short-ass woman who's wearing high heels. Most of her height is artificial.
Mm. Wow.
So, I mean, we've got to talk about this in real terms. And women are often scared to participate in real conversation.
Of course.
And they never, excuse me?
I said, of course, that's very true. That's very true. Especially when it comes down to their hair.
Well, I tell you,
they ain't true.
Supreme, you and his hair, really?
No,
yeah, he's on the hair thing. Well, let me just say this. Men would prefer women's natural hair. We don't like the POW, the prisoner of the weave. Quality men hate that damn artificial dog-ass hair.
Exactly. And, you know, haven't you heard the statement that, you know, you can tell a lot by someone by what they wear? You know, I can tell a lot by a woman who perms their hair every day. I mean, all the time, you know. I never see her in her natural state. You know, I can tell her a lot. You know what I mean? She's a very artificial, materialistic woman more time.
Well, Supreme, I would say even if a woman, as long as she has her own hair, even if she perms it, now I understand there can be some health benefits related to relaxing the hair and this sort of thing.
And I do think many women, particularly black women, are over-concentrated on their hair as opposed to their character. But, you know, as long as a woman can wear her natural hair and keep it clean, I think most men are satisfied with that. At least that's what I hear. That's the feedback I hear from the men.
Yeah, well,
the women, a lot of black women, particularly American black women, their hair consumes their time so that they don't work out. Many won't even go by the beach because they say it makes their hair frizz. And so I think there is many times an overinvestment in the hair as opposed to the character. What do you think, Eric?
I think you're correct. I'm looking up things, you know, because I'm with y'all. I can't stand nobody that, I mean, okay, here we go. All right. You know, when they put that old fake hair in, I really have a problem with it. I really do. Because I like a woman natural. I like my women natural. I really do. That's the way I like them. So you was right. You were pretty much right on that one. That's the solution. I prefer her to be natural. You know. Now, don't get me wrong. Some of them need to do something with the head, though. You know, we can't get around that. But but yeah.
I think it tells a lot by a woman. You know, once she perms her hair, I know what she's trying to, you know, because for me, if a woman straightens her hair, she's trying to look like the white woman, as far as I'm concerned, you know.
Well,
I don't know if Jay is there, but I thought it was very important that he was, he seemed to be genuinely reaching out to the women, his women friend, and they wouldn't respond. And
right.
I tell you what, I would do another show, and I'll just listen in. If they're scared of me, and I know they're generally scared of the truth, I would love to just listen in and have them answer that. But I would encourage you guys to keep your balls intact and ask them the question of how they would participate in improving communication between them and men, and that's particularly to women who want to be in a relationship. Don't assume that all women want to be in a relationship. Some women are lesbian. They don't want to be in a relationship with a man. They're generally counted also when they say there are no men. Well, they're looking at lesbian women and saying there's no men for the lesbian woman. Or they look at women who are commitment phobic. A lot of women like to date married men. A lot of women like to date men who belong to other women. So they're not going to be healthy. So there are a plethora of issues that women have regarding non-communication that needs to be addressed.
100. I agree with that one. Yeah, I'm with you on that one. I really do. But
I'm with him on everything you're saying, solutions. I'm with everything you're saying. You know, like Pianki said, we need some women. Because I can't answer what kind of dialogue that the woman wants because I ain't a woman. You know,
And you see the powerlessness of these men because they don't have any power over any of the women. And this shows you right here, this is very, now, if you go to, I'm going to encourage you guys to go to a site. It's called myfreecams.com. Now, this is a site where women from all walks of life are displaying themselves in the privacy of their own bedroom. Now, these women have to remain single because no guy of any quality would want a woman who's, you know, showing her wares to the world. But these are a lot of women who you consider regular women. They don't consider themselves, you know, out-and-out prostitutes or whores, but yet they're doing some very, very, you know, unbecoming behavior. They're practicing very unbecoming behavior. So we've got to look at that. And see, women fly under the radar of responsibility most of the time. And yet these same women will come back and complain. Now, you say, why? Where are the men? And that's fine. You also need to ask, where are the quality women who want quality men? Because unless the woman kidnaps the man,
strike that. Unless the man kidnaps the woman, she has to accept him.
Mm.
Okay? And kidnapping is a federal offense. It's not allowed.
Exactly.
So you can't just ask where are the men without asking where are the women who want the good men. That question, that's a companion question. And only men with balls and intestinal fortitude will go ahead and will ask that question in a fair and balanced way.
You
not saying that you don't have balls and intestinal fortitude, Eric, because I believe you do.
Oh, yes, I definitely do. Uh-oh. I had to do that.
Yeah, give yourself a hand.
I had to do that. All right, that means we got 5 minutes left. 5 minutes, y'all.
All right, I'll hang out in the queue, but it's been a vigorous debate. And my position was I got a little bit perturbed with Jay earlier because Jay was just making some, you know, flaming statements that had no backing, and I gave him a couple of articles that he could check out to inform himself more on female behavior. Because a lot of men in their primal attempt to protect women, I understand why a lot of men do that. It's born out of just unconsciousness. They try to just unconsciously and reflexively to protect women. But you got to understand, a lot of times women really need protection from themselves.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. You got to say some of that for the show when I do on the women now. So say that for Thursday, because I think that will be the show Thursday, now that we'd have mentioned it.
Well, I'll hang out, but look, good show, and I just wanted to make that point. Yeah, he got me. See, I can't appreciate non-logic. I have very short patience with illogical comments and behavior. I don't know. Maybe I need to work on that, but I just don't have much patience for it.
Right.
You know, unfounded comment.
All right. All right. Well, I'm thank you and Supreme. I'm putting y'all on mute now.
All right.
All right. I want to say thank you to all my callers today, Mr. Solution, Supreme, Jay, Pianki. Yeah, even Antonio, even though he got disconnected some kind of way. But, hey, it was a great show. I hope y'all learned something. I know I did. But y'all know what I got to do right now? I done went over my time. I want my sponsors to get mad at me. So let me play this commercial. Be right back in a few.
Hey, Colleen Fort Hood. Are you looking for some down-home smoked barbecue? Meat so tender it falls off the bone? If so, I have the perfect place for you. Tastes Like More Barbecue and Snack Bar, located at 1015 Adams Avenue, just 2 minutes from the Fort Hood East Gate. They're open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. The menu includes barbecue ribs, chicken, mouth-watering brisket, macaroni and cheese, potato salad, coleslaw, baked beans, collard greens, rice and beans. They also have red tea. They also have Kool-Aid. Yes, y'all, Kool-Aid, the red Kool-Aid. You hear me? Oh, yeah, and all the food is prepared daily. That's what I'm talking about. You have trouble getting off of work and going to sit down and eat, no problem. They take calling orders. Just give them a call, 254-213-9660. Tastes Like More Barbecue and Snack Bar. Woo! Barbecue's so good, makes you want to come back for more. Check them out. Colleen Fort Hood.
All right, y'all. I want to say thank you for another great show. Hey, without you, I couldn't make it and couldn't do it. Now, what I want y'all to do, come back tomorrow. We have another hot topic, dating sites. Are they worth the trouble? Hey, Joe, if you're out there, you need to join in on this one. But until then, when you go home tonight, make sure you get that special someone and give them a hug. Until then, see you tomorrow. I'm out of here. Quack, quack, quack.